Dana Nyson always had this advice for his kids.
My wife and I have always taught our girls to follow your passion, follow your heart. And the older I got, I realized if I really followed my own advice and went with my heart, I would have done something in music a long, long time ago. But I never did.
After a life of loving music, this Grand Rapids graphic designer has released his very first EP. It's titled So Far. Stateside's Mercedes Mejia has more.
When Dana Nyson hit 50, he decided to pursue his passion. He signed up to get music lessons at Triumph Music Academy in Grand Rapids, where he met his teacher, James Hughes. But he had one big problem to overcome.
Playing in front of James. It really, truly is having a confidence to be able to play in front of as much as my wife and everybody knew that I liked music, I never sang. They probably heard me sing 3 or 4 times.
Why is that? It
scares me to death, to be honest. That's the part I'm learning to get over. So being able to play in front of James is a big step. It sounds kind of minuscule to other people when I tell them. They just got like aghast, but it's terrifying.
So you wanted to be a musician, but you were scared to perform in front of people.
Yes. Handcuffed by the fear. Yeah.
Well, you've created this close partnership with producers at Triumph Music Academy, and James Hughes is here with us now. I'm wondering, what did you see in Dana that set him apart from other music students?
So first and foremost, I saw creativity, I saw passion, I saw drive, and just the overall process of working with him was a lot of fun. And I have tons of fun all day with all of my students, but Dana and I have like this a collaborative connection, and he was very open to it. Sometimes, you know, people bring me stuff and I'll say, well, let's try this. I'm like, I really like it how it is. But he was really willing to take always the next step or the next idea. So, yeah, I mean, he seemed to have all of the semblances of a true artist.
Well, Dana, I want to talk about the way you approach songwriting because you write about very personal things. You have a song called My Empty Body and it's dedicated to your dad. Tell me about the song.
That one is my favorite and the most one that still gets me. It was my father's been going through some health issues and here's this driven guy, no worries, worked hard kind of guy, failing health last 6 years, and he just said, I'm so tired of this. And it kind of is a slap to the face. Hear my dad say something like that, I'm just so damn tired of this. And so I took that idea and then pushed it even further. You know, what does a person do at the end of their life when they're just tired of it? And that's the wind in the song is death. He's tired about running the wind, and okay, I'm done with it, and I'm not sorry, I'm just done. You know, and probably shot up with some drugs to make you ease the pain. That's the drug part of the song, and just kind of releasing yourself. So I'm accepting that it's done.
Think about sort of your own mortality when you look at your dad and what he's going through.
I think my own mortality started all this. You know, hit 50. You know, I'm on the other side of that line, and I keep joking with James. I keep joking about my age, and we got to get this done. You know, it's taking so long. You know, and he goes, "Come on, forget about it." But like, that clock is ticking. So,
I'm just curious, what does your dad say about your new adventure? Does he know?
We haven't really talked about it. We're not a family of talkers. So he's heard it, and he said he's proud of me. But the first thing he said, why do you sing so high? So immediately that's, all right, I don't want to sing so high. It's a bad thing. But he is proud, and he said the other day he really likes it. I can't always understand what you're talking about or hear the words, but.
Does he know that that song is kind of dedicated to him?
No. Does now, maybe. But.
You started making music late in the game, like we talked about. Looking back, do you regret starting late?
Yes. And then I think about, I wasn't obviously ready for it at a younger age. So, someone told me your dreams don't come true until you're ready for them. But sometimes I say that to make myself feel better, but I do have regret and I keep trying to tell my kids, if you want to do something, you're in high school, do it. Because you have one shot at that stage of your life, so.
I've been speaking with Dana Nyson. His first EP is called So Far. You also heard from his music teacher, James Hughes. For more information about Dana and to get the songs you've heard here, you can visit hisnameisdana.bandcamp.com. Dana, James, thank you so much for coming in and talking with me today.
Well, thank you.